TRS St. Louis.
Good afternoon and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter and that happy tune is your step? Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the gray, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Spit Nipply out. I mean Nippy out. What am I saying? Nipple. There is a nip in the air, though.
Cross over.
I don't think that's funny.
If I ever have
I think that's funny. I think it's dirty.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
See, it's the kind of music you need right now to kind of calm you down and relax you as you deal with the slush and the sliders. People who are, I'm not talking about white testers, I'm talking about drivers. On the side roads, main roads are good. They're good. They're just wet. But boy, about the last 4 or 5 miles to my house and out of my house, it was tough. I didn't know if I'd make it or not because here's the kind of guy I am. We have one four-wheel drive vehicle. And I gave it to my wife.
Oh.
Oh. Let her have it.
I have my new Toyota Highlander.
Oh, you
from
didn't
Newbold.
Have a problem.
That thing.
Yeah, you didn't have a problem.
Chevy Tahoe walked
Holy
right
cow,
in.
Oh, I love that thing.
Like I said on the way out, I said, no, if anybody gets killed, I want it to be me. That's yeah. just me. Maybe mm-hmm. that's just me. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It's the 8th of December. We have so much to do. Because we're off at 6 o'clock today because of hockey, I would assume.
Yeah.
We're off a half hour early, so we'll move Reggie up a little earlier. We will continue today to prove that none of us know the lyrics to Christmas songs we've been singing for anywhere from 20 to 50, 60 years. And we start with a Burke segment. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Wow, she's right, always right there.
Just a couple
right there. Karen Vale, everybody.
Well, thank you very much. On a somewhat serious note, after the federal air marshals shot that guy yesterday.
Oh, yes, we should talk about this. No, really.
Well, you know, yesterday what I said was, if you're stupid enough to get on an airplane and then to yell you have a bomb in your luggage and then to run and not stop running when you're told to stop running, you know, you're going to be shot.
I know exactly your next
You know what I'm going to
no,
say?
No, I do. Go ahead.
And
If you're stupid enough to let your husband...
As the patient, if you're stupid enough in this day and age to be diagnosed, let's say he really does have a mental health issue, bipolar disorder, what we used to know as manic depressive, if he really has that, then you take the medication that is prescribed. That is your civil responsibility.
Well, there are two stupid people here. The guy that doesn't take it and
right.
the person who knows that that he might not be taking it and lets him travel.
Right. In a public area. It's no different than the alcoholic who's told, stop drinking, you'll have a good life, and chooses to drink. It is exactly the same thing. You have to be accountable for your illness.
Accountable?
Who wants to eat people? Yeah. God, I am sick and tired of it being now everybody's backpedaling a little bit. Well, you know, maybe those federal air marshals reacted too quickly.
No, BS. You know what? Let me tell you something.
No.
If we're going to start being such wusses that every time something happens, we got to the air marshals have to stop and think, now, wait a minute, is this guy bipolar, or has he really got a bomb? Gun him down.
That's right.
He shouldn't be on there in that condition, and he shouldn't skip his medication. You know what? That's the price you pay.
You can be a functional individual if you just do what your doctor
says. And they don't know that. Goodness. The police
and the marshals
don't know that this guy's bipolar. Even if this girl's saying he's bipolar, she could be an accomplice
That's right.
and have a bomb, too.
That's right.
Here's the other thing. It's no different than these toy guns that they paint the orange part of the barrel black and point them at a cop. The cop doesn't know it's a toy gun.
Right.
So after they shoot somebody, and they go, oh, the police may ought to, maybe they ought to rethink their, rethink anything. Gun them down. They point a gun at a cop, you should be gunned down.
Yeah, get responsible for your life. Yeah.
And you got a backpack, you say you have a bomb, you're gunned down.
Right.
And if you think that person is so incapable of taking care of himself that he might skip his medication, you should be charged with manslaughter for letting him put
his life
on
the line. As an accomplice.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
No, I hate to agree with you. But,
I know you do. And then the only other thing I wanted to mention, if anybody saw this on the news, I think it was on Channel 4 last night. It was a, and I don't remember what state, because we were watching the news a little bit, and my daughter Amy was working on a paper, and we both turned around and said, what? Did you see the story about the 700-pound black bear trying to hibernate under somebody's front porch?
Yeah.
Boy, that would be a surprise, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So that was just a fun story. That's all I have.
All right. Anybody else with Burke segment?
I do.
Dan Strauss, everybody, and he looks like he's got something he really wants to get that expression.
I do?
Yeah, you do. Like it's important.
Trash
update,
maybe?
No.
Trash update?
Oh, no. no, the trash was gone from the neighbor's front where I put it by their driveway or their garage. So that was gone when I came home, and no new update about the trash but the trash incident.
And for people who didn't listen yesterday, this doesn't make any sense at all.
No, my neighbor was putting trash in my trash can because they don't order trash service. But do you know what this means? DRO. Or the kill quality.
Now, are those three separate things?
Yeah.
DRO, the kill, and quality.
But they don't all represent the same idea.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they do. They represent the same thing. Well, they're all different. They're different terms, but they all represent kind of the same thing.
Okay.
But each one means the same thing.
Yeah.
DRO, the kill, and quality.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say that it has to do with putting out a hit, whacking somebody, killing somebody.
No.
Okay,
no.
I'll guess it refers to someone's ride, their car.
No.
Is it sexual?
No, no.
Drug related?
Peon gets it.
Well, Peon uses drugs.
Yeah, I knew that.
So he would know that.
Yeah.
He's a drug user.
Dro means like it's killer, it's great pot, like weed or something like that.
Does the DRO mean anything?
It means hydroponic.
Oh,
hydroponic. Marijuana.
So hydroponic marijuana is better than other marijuana?
Apparently. It's supposed to be a lot better than other marijuana.
Well, apparently, like you don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
You mean like you sure know these terms?
I think
you
made them up.
I just found out.
And, so, draw quality. And what's the other one?
The kill. Yeah, the kill.
The kill.
Yeah, here's some stuff, man. It's the kill.
It's the kill.
Yeah, wow. And then quality.
Where are you picking this term?
Yeah, street dealer.
I just heard it on the. I heard it on the street.
Yeah.
I heard it in the hood.
With all that cash in your briefcase.
Yeah. But I just thought it was weird.
Once again, you learn something here.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Everything has 200 names for it. It seems like every drug out there has.
You know what we ought to do? We ought to get a list of the drug terms. There'd be 6,000 of them.
Because I heard just recently they were banning kids wearing snowman T-shirts to school because that's a reference to cocaine.
Yeah.
Well, that's insane.
Yeah, it is.
That's insane to allow a few people to keep other people from doing something so innocent. Is where the word snowman, Frosty the Snowman. Oh, Frosty's a drug dealer.
Yeah, they also call it cola now.
So eventually we're not supposed to say anything just because the drug community has made it mean something else.
If you ban that kind of clothing, then you're basically acknowledging what they're trying to perpetuate.
Yep.
So you just ignore it.
Yeah.
Everybody wears it. So what? Then it loses its meaning. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I wear stuff with the F word on it. That, yeah.
It doesn't mean a thing.
I'm not going to let him, try to make a big deal out of it.
Merry effing Christmas.
Lost our minds.
I do that.
We've lost our minds.
Yeah.
And then there's one more thing. I read today that the White House, they had, first of all, it was the Christmas tree. Then it became the holiday tree. Now they're wanting to call it the people's tree.
Well, you know what?
Get a plane ready for New Zealand.
Yeah.
And let's all just
or
get
Canada.
Ready. I know. Because when the very few weirdos, isn't that amazing how a few people can just change everything?
Yeah.
How can that be?
I don't know. I don't know.
How can that happen?
Oh, that changed it for me.
It doesn't bother me that the White House sent out holiday cards instead of Christmas cards, because think about it. This is the United States of America. The president is a person who really does want to send a greeting to every American. And if he can include everybody by saying holiday and not catch a lot of flack for it, I say that's fine. Yeah. I hear people criticize, well, great, the president's not sending out Christmas cards. The president of the United States has people on that list who are major players who are Jewish and all kinds of other religions, and he wouldn't want to send them a Christmas card. And do we want, as taxpayers, the expense of having a secretarial pool sit down and determine who's what religion and who gets this card and different cards? Nah. Send out a White House happy holiday, best wishes card, and that's the end of it. That doesn't bother me at all.
I say,
but it does bother me when people say you can't say, if you want to individuals, Merry Christmas to somebody.
But no one ever says anything about changing the menorah to, like, the holiday candle holder or anything like that. Or, I don't know what Kwanzaa has. But
what do they have?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think they have something with candles, too. Red and green and black candles.
Okay.
Okay.
Well.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Anything from UPI?
No, not really. Just
anything from UPS? See what I did there?
UPI? Oh, yeah. Well, I think in the mail yesterday, my Dancing Outlaw CD came, a DVD.
Oh, Jesco White, the Dancing Outlaw.
You can call him Jesse or Jesco or Elvis.
We've mentioned it before. We've mentioned it before. If you want one of the oddest, strangest gifts that a person on your list will ever receive, go online, look up Dancing Outlaw, the story of Jesco White, get the DVD, and send it to a friend. They'll thank you for the rest of their lives. I can't describe it. It's just bizarre. I think the Burke segment is closed. That's what I think. All right. Now, I want to play something. And let me say before I play this that there are two. I asked Peon to download this or find it or whatever and bring it in today, and he hadn't heard of it. And then he comes in with this other thing, and he says, I got something else, too. And I squashed the other thing, and I said, no, that actually is offensive to people because it's a song where they've got Jesus and Santa Claus singing with each other. And I just think that there are people that when you start putting Jesus in some comedic light, I don't think that's funny. This other thing that I think is hysterical, I'm just going to say now, I don't expect everybody to think this is funny, but there is really nothing about it that is in any way religiously offensive. If death itself offends you, or you don't think it should ever be mentioned or discussed, then you may not like this. But the way it's done, and the fact that it's produced so beautifully, if you listen to the words, I could not. I just burst out laughing when I heard it. But I guess there'll be 10 of you out there, out of the tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, who'll say, well, that's not funny. Okay, so to those of you, I say, sorry, lighten up. I think it's hilarious. And now, a totally different holiday song, and there's a name for this little group. They're called the something.
I think it was singers. Labeled as Juan Schwartz and the South Park Choir.
Yes, Juan Children's Schwartz Choir. And the South Park Children's Choir. Here we go.
Dead, dead, dead. Someday you'll be dead. Dead, dead, dead. Someday we'll all be dead.
It's cheery.
The minute we're born, we start dying. We die a little more every day. Young or old, rich or poor, there's nothing we can do to stop it. So look long at that Christmas tree. It may be the last one that you see. Decorate your house in green and red, 'cause someday you'll be dead. Dead, dead, dead. Someday you'll be dead. Dead, dead, dead. Someday we'll all be dead.
Cheer, family.
It's true.
It might happen in a couple months or 50 years from now. But no matter when it happens, it will seem too soon to you. So be sure on Christmas Eve when you snuggle into bed that you thank God for your family, cause someday they'll be dead. Dead. Someday they'll be dead. Dead. Someday we'll all be dead.
It's the truth.
Who knows how many Christmases are left in their short life? Nobody knows, that's my point. Enjoy them while you can. And so on Christmas morning, let good tidings fill your head. What a festive season. Someday you'll be dead. Dead. Someday we'll be dead.
Dead.
Everyone you know is dead. A very Merry Christmas to you, Dad.
Wow. What a beautiful, choir. Children's choir.
And say what you will, but the way you need to really look at that is there's a strong message there. Live it up, enjoy it, because it absolutely is true. You may not want to. Someday we will be dead. But the fact they got that little kid's choir. That to me is just funny, okay? You may think I'm sick. You may think it's not funny, but I thought it was funny. And to those of you who enjoyed it, if you want an encore, we'll play it again sometime. It's called Dead. Then it's the what the children?
Juan Schwartz and the South Park Children's Choir.
Juan Schwartz, the South Park Children's Choir. We can take a couple of calls before we break. We're out of here at 6 o'clock for hockey. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. John apparently has a traffic bulletin. There's a big surprise. Hello, John. How are you?
Hey, wonderful. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Let me do a bulletin here. And now with a snow, slush, wet, some sort of traffic bulletin, let's go live to John in traffic. What's going on, John?
If you are headed eastbound on 44... you might as well stop and have dinner, 7 courses. It's backed up for 10 miles.
From where? Is that in the Pacific area, the construction?
Yes, from exit 257 all the way back to 247, I guess.
10 miles?
Goodness.
10 miles.
Well, you know what? This is a good case for next time you leave the house and you know there's going to be snow. Put a bunch of chicken legs in your car or something and potato salad, because you're right. Just sit there and eat and listen to the Big 550, and it's not so bad. And make sure you have plenty of gas in your car, too.
And I am AM in the PM.
Wow, well, we know that. Thank you, John. 10 miles, 44 eastbound, starting at Pacific. Look at Karen looking confused. She's supposed to be the traffic person. She didn't have a clue.
No.
She didn't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. She's our traffic person, and it's already stacked up 10 miles.
Hopefully
before
we'll
she
have
about
something
it.
From them
Holy
next time.
Holy cow, how embarrassing. What a weak traffic department. You need to walk down to the KTR's traffic center, see what's going on.
Okay.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Doing good. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you very much.
Have you ever noticed the people that don't clean off their taillights or their headlights or any other part of their windows, or the people who also run red lights?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I say you get one of those big brush guards and you ram them. And they can't fault you because you go, hey, sorry, I didn't see your car.
I got a better idea.
What?
Karen can walk outside and melt all the snow and ice and everything will be fine.
And how would she do that?
What?
Because she's so hot.
Oh, man.
You've never met Karen, have you?
Sure. What are you thinking, Michael? Hi, Michael.
Now, truth is, Michael, you got that right. There is no snow for a 2-mile radius around this building because she's in here.
You guys have a good evening.
Hey, you too. Thank you, Michael.
A good duh. Have a good duh.
Good duh evening. That's okay. Yeah. You making fun of it? He's a listener, for goodness sake.
No.
You're a dummy.
I heard that listener's a dummy. You didn't hear that from me. Michael, we love you, the rest of us. We love the fact that you listen. Okay, money season. That's what I call it. It's money season. Every angle. You're getting hit. You're being told that you're not a good parent. If you don't buy your kid an Xbox 360 for $300 or $400, that's nonsense. If you cave into that stuff, then I say you're not a good parent. If you say that's what makes Christmas, getting my kid everything he wants. But There are some legitimate things that you want to do for people over the holidays. Money's tight, so you need to borrow money. Now, how are you going to do that? Are you going to... I got five in yesterday's mail. Five of these pre-approved. One was for $40,000. They said, sign this thing, and we'll send you $40,000. And you know what? You know how long it take to pay that back at their interest rates? My kids would probably still be paying for it. Don't do that. And you'll notice in your mail, too, now you're getting hit with all these pre-approved charge cards. Mm-hmm. And they send you the little mock-up card.
Yeah.
Your name here. And it's got the number. Those go right in the shredder. That's another thing. Shred that crap.
Or burn it.
Somebody else gets it, fills it out for you. They send them your card, and they'll go, they'll go charging a bunch of stuff. Now, two things. Don't make the mistake of racking up your charge cards, maxing them out, and then sitting around February, March, going, oh, my goodness, how are we going to ever pay these off? Get your cash from the equity in your house. American Equity Mortgage has about 12 years' experience doing this. They know how to do it. They know how to put the money in your pocket, loan you the money at low, today's low mortgage interest rates, which are still low, and keep you from paying those charge card people a rate that ought to be illegal to me. How can you get away with charging somebody 17, 18% when you can take the equity in your house and borrow the money for, 8% or 7% or whatever? The number, 314-969. No, that's our number. 314-878. Holy cow. You know what? Vacation.
Yeah.
878-9999. And they're open evenings till 8. Once again, this is the best known number in town. 878-9999. Be smart. Borrow money the smart way. And if you do get yourself in trouble after the first of the year, you can continue to be stupid or you can fix it then. Go in and say, I was stupid. I want to fix it. Help me. Pay off these charge cards. Get me back to zero balance. Help me get out of debt. And you'll do it, and along the way, save hundreds every month. American Equity Mortgage.
Beginning January 1st, Medicare will offer prescription drug coverage for the first time in history. With new opportunities, people have questions.
Should I get it?
If I don't get it now, can I get it later?
What about the plan I've got?
Now, there's a place to go for answers. My Medicare Matters, a free community-based education program. We'll be holding events in your area with trained educators who can help you find answers to your Medicare drug coverage questions. They'll explain the choices you have. And if you're ready, they'll even help you sign up for a plan. Look in the Friday editions of your local papers or visit MyMedicareMatters.org to see when we'll be holding events in your area. Stop by with your questions. We'll be happy to help. If you can't come in person, go to MyMedicareMatters.org for the facts you need to help you choose. Got it?
I've got it.
Sponsored by the National Council on the Aging and the Access to Benefits Coalition, supported by AstraZeneca.
Hi, this is Greg Dierberg, and I'm very excited to tell you about Dierberg's new cookbook, The Best of Dierberg's, treasured recipes to share with family and friends. Once you see it, you'll have to have it. All the recipes were created and thoroughly tested by Dierberg's home economists and made most popular by you, our customers. This 224-page hardcover cookbook is loaded with our most celebrated recipes. There are 8 chapters with beautiful color photos that include everything from appetizers to desserts, full menu ideas for entertaining, and kid-friendly fare. You'll also find helpful kitchen tips and techniques. Plus, each recipe includes nutrition information. The Best of Dierberg's Cookbook is a collection of recipes I know you're going to love. And at a holiday sale price of only $19.95, it would make a terrific holiday gift.
This week at Dierberg's, save on Minute Maid chilled orange juice or juiced blends. 2 64-ounce cartons are $4. Sargento natural cheese and bistro blends packages are 3 for $5. And cartons of Simply orange juice are 2 for $4. It's fresh. It's friendly. It's Dierberg's.
Fastlane David here from Fastlane Classic Cars, and this is my bride, Laura.
Surely you've heard about our awesome selection of hot rods, classic, and muscle cars at Fastlane Classic Cars, with over 200 spectacular vehicles on display. Come visit our 2 indoor showrooms at our new outdoor edition.
What you might not know is that we have a multi-level gift shop exploding with collectibles and souvenirs guaranteed to make any automaniac smile. From fuzzy dice and neon signs to artwork and clothing, you'll love our holiday gift selection.
We carry a huge assortment of DeKalb cars and Hot Wheels. Try on a classy leather jacket from our new apparel department or browse through the area's largest automotive selection. Whether you're shopping for your father, whose memories of his 67 Vet still bring a tear to his eye, or looking for that gift that you feel obligated to buy your boss, look no further because this is the place to shop for kids of all ages.
We're located in St. Charles at Highway 370 and 94. Call us at 636-940-9969 or visit us online at FastLaneCars.com. Fastlane Classic Cars.
We sell investments that accelerate.
Guys from Golden Oak Lindley. Back at Golden Oak headquarters, President Bob Elman and trusty sidekick Steve Flowers man the 567 Gold Hotline.
Bob, I'm picking up a distress signal from the southern quadrant of the city. A woman has been robbed of all her holiday cash by her high-interest credit card bills. Switch your 567 Gold transceiver to Channel 2.
What?
A woman needs a low-interest home equity loan. She's online, too.
That's all you had to say. Hello. Okay, you're approved.
If you'd like us to put some cash back into your hands, regardless of your credit history, we can save the day. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD.
That's 567-G-O-L-D, or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Now, Bob, about those tights.
Steve, just let it go.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blues.
Call Golden Oak Lending at 567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Excuse me, can you direct me to the golf section?
You bet, I was just heading there myself.
Hey, aren't you Jay Randolph?
That's me, and here, I'll show you. Are you a golfer?
Yeah, but I'm looking for a gift idea for my dad. He's really into golf these days, and I'm looking for something new.
I've got just the thing. Here, it's the Fairway Guide, and if he loves golf like I do, he'll love this.
The Fairway Guide, huh?
Yeah, it's a CD-ROM for any computer that shows the public courses in the St. Louis area, photos of every hole, tee to green, pro tips, maps, ratings, contact info, over 70 courses.
Wow.
Here's the best part. There's a discount pass card included, which gets you a buy-around, get-around discount at featured courses. And at $39.95, you just can't beat it.
That's the perfect gift. He'll love it. Thanks, Jay.
You bet. Grab one for yourself, too.
Pick up the Fairway Guide at Barrett Station Golf Practice Center, Pro-Am Golf Center, Hennings Golf, Golf Headquarters, Sisters of Mercy Hospital, and the Smack Shop in Kirkwood, or online at thefairwayguide.com.
This is the Secret Shopper Network.
I'm here at Michael's. They have an amazing selection of gifts for kids, teachers, everyone on my list. On sale now. No handheld gizmos or R-rated video games. They have creative educational activity sets, frames, scrapbooking, and a great selection of kids' art sets starting at just $3.88. Over and out.
This has been the Secret Shopper Network.
The gifts you need at a Michael's store near you.
The JCPenney Biggest Saturday Bonus Sale. This Saturday only, stores open at 7 a.m. Bonus coupons all day and doorbusters till noon. It's all inside JCPenney.
3:39 at the Big 550. Here's a check on traffic, sponsored by 1-800-Drivers.com. That's where drivers find jobs and training and where companies find drivers. Call 1-800-Drivers or visit 1-800-Drivers.com. On eastbound 370 at 270, an injury accident. Two right lanes are blocked on the ramp to northbound 270. Westbound 70 at Lake St. Louis Boulevard, an accident's now reported. Westbound 5570 between Illinois Route 203 and Exchange, there's a report of an accident. Southbound 55 at Lindbergh, an accident. Westbound 44 at Allenton Six Flags, an accident. Eastbound 44 at 270, stalled tractor trailer on the exit ramp to southbound 270, and that is blocked. Eastbound 44 at Elm, an accident's been cleared up. Southbound 270 at 44, an accident. The two inside lanes are blocked. Southbound 270 at 55, an accident. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley, heavy traffic. On eastbound 44, between Route 100 at Grace Summit and 109, delays up to at least 1 hour. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
He gets a little funny in the head sometimes.
Jody.
The restroom doors
said, gentlemen, so I just walked inside. I took a step and realized I'd been taken for a ride. I heard high voices, turned and found the place was occupied by two nuns, three old ladies, and a nurse. What could be worse than two nuns, three old ladies, and a nurse? The restroom door said, gentlemen, it must have been a gag. As soon as I walked in there, I ran into some old hag. She sprayed me with a can of mace and struck me with her bag. I could tell this just wouldn't be my day. What can I say? It just wasn't turning out to be my day. The restroom door said, gentlemen, and I would like to find the crummy little creep who had the nerve to stretch the sign. 'Cause I got two black eyes and one high heel up my behind. Now I can't sit with comfort and joy, boy, oh boy. No, I'll never sit with comfort and joy.
Expanded sound. The restroom door said, gentlemen, let's go to the phones. 14-969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. Hello, Dawn. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I've never been better. It's Dawn, everybody.
Hi,
hey, Dawn.
Hi, Frank.
How old are you?
39.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
And what can we do for you?
Well, I didn't get to tell Dan, but I wanted to play the game. I'm the one that you met the other day at Metro.
Yes, who made the, and we found out the name. What do you call?
Well, I kept trying to call in, but it was busy. I've emailed the recipe to Dan.
Okay, what do you call it?
Toffee Crunch.
Okay, somebody said it's also called Mock Heath.
Yeah, I heard that. And it's kind of like that, I guess.
And what, for those, are you kidding? Everybody, they got scarfed up. For those who don't know, this is Dawn from Metro Lighting. And when I was over there looking at that unbelievable new seventh store, you handed me a platter of these things, and I'll try to describe them. It's like a cracker with a layer of toffee, caramel, and chocolate with some little nuts sprinkled on top. What is the cracker base? Is it just a saltine cracker?
It's a saltine cracker, and then you take butter and you boil it with brown sugar, and then you bake that on you put it on top of the cracker, and then you bake it, and then you take it out and you put chocolate chips on top of it and you let them melt, and then you put walnuts, and that's it.
Yeah, nobody that tasted it come back and get another piece. It was wonderful. Yeah, thank you. And your platter, I don't know what happened to your platter.
I
think it's in the back.
You want you want it back?
No, I wanted you to take it home.
Okay, I'll take it home. Thank you. So was that it? You wanted to tell us what it was, what it was called?
No, I wanted to play the game.
The game? You mean the singing Christmas carol?
And I could bring you some more of those crackers when I get my gift.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, you're playing. That settles it. You're talking obviously about the Christmas carols.
Yeah.
Okay, let me set this up for people who didn't hear yesterday. Every year we do this, and our point is that almost nobody, out of everybody yesterday, one guy sang four lines correctly, and that's the best that was done, and almost nobody knows the lyrics to the Christmas songs that you hear every year. And we've eliminated the real obscure songs, you know, like We're Not Gonna Do, I'm Getting Nothing for Christmas, the Spike Jones thing, the song called Must Be Santa. We're not talking about songs like that. We're not talking about songs like First Christmas. We're talking about the standards. So, Dawn, your song.
Oh, boy.
You asked for it.
She did.
Is, I'm going to need two verses from you because the first part is.
Oh, my God.
Well, they're short. Because when the verses are this short, you need two. And let's play just the very beginning of it.
Oh, the weather outside is
frightful. Yeah, that's enough. That's enough. All right, take it away.
But the fire is so delightful, and since we know a place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
All right, second verse.
It doesn't show signs of stopping, so I bought some corn for popping. And since we know
That's what I thought. See, and the average song is 2.5-3 minutes long. That you didn't get 20 seconds of the song, and that's our point. Now too late. And now because we're going to give you your gift anyway. You owe us some more. What do you call them again?
Toffee Crunch.
Toffee Crunch.
And right. I just want to tell you, I am on cloud nine since I got to meet you.
Stop it.
What?
Stop it.
You are so sweet. I just want to let you know, I was just so excited that I met you.
Well, come on now. Come on now.
You look better than you did 20 years ago.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know what? I must have missed your seeing eye dog.
Yeah.
I was going to say, hey, dog.
You too.
Well, you must have looked really bad 20 years ago.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Yeah. You got that right.
Wow.
So here's the deal. Have you ever been to Santa's Magical Kingdom?
Yeah, a long time ago.
And why didn't you go back last year?
I don't know. Funds.
Yeah, you want?
Funds.
Money.
Funds.
Oh, well, you know what? Not an issue, because we're going to give you a vehicle pass. And do you have kids, family, friends?
Uh-huh, two kids.
Well, put them in the car, and anybody else you want that you can fit in the car, because you'll go through, and it is, I'm telling you, it's the ultimate if you need an injection of Christmas spirit. You know where it is?
I do.
Eureka.
I need it.
All right, we're going to hold a pass for you. And,
okay.
And it will be released to you when you bring the Toffee Crunch.
Yep.
Okay. And bring it on like a paper plate or something, because I hate to take another dish. And if the one is still here, we'll...
No. I saw those. I wanted you to have that.
Okay. Hang on, and Dan will take your last name so that somebody doesn't come in and pretend to be you and take your gift. And
okay.
Have a great time at Santa's Magical Kingdom, and it was a pleasure meeting you.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, Dawn, hang on a second. You got her?
Got her.
All right. She goes to Santa's Magical Kingdom. Here comes Adam. Hello, Adam.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. I just had to call and comment on a good, very good comment on that Dead song.
Yeah.
That is, I didn't know if you guys knew that or not. It's on the South Park Christmas CD.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the only reason we don't promote the CD is there's some pretty dirty stuff on there, too. I mean, these guys, they can get pretty dirty. And I think any time you have Jesus... fighting with Santa or something. That's sacrilegious to me, and it's offensive. But you know what? Who's going to argue with you when you say someday we'll all be dead? Where's the argument? And I just think that they had the cute little children's choir. It's just funny.
My wife gets mad at me every time I play that because it gets stuck in her head for the rest of the day.
Well, no, she's mad at you because she's your wife.
Okay. Yeah.
And does your wife think that things like King of the Hill and Simpsons are funny?
No, not really.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? Join the club. I laugh. I'm laughing at my wife and walk in the room and go, "Simp that again, Simpson? That's not funny." Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm glad you liked it, Adam.
Yeah. And I don't know if the other song on there kind of attests to the whole thing about not wanting to say Christmas. I don't know if you know what song I'm talking about.
Oh, the
Merry Christmas,
Mr. Garrison song.
Yeah.
I'll play that one for him off the air.
Is that one we could play on the air?
No.
Oh, yeah, no.
A resounding no.
No.
All right. Hey, Adam, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you. Merry Christmas.
All
righty.
Thank
you.
And how are we doing on time? Okay?
Sure.
One more? Sneak another one in here. Here's Barb, everybody. Hello, Barb.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. And Barb, everybody.
Hi, Barb.
Hi. Hey, a couple things. First of all, a traffic bulletin.
No, hang on. We're professionals. Let's do this right. We interrupt our program at 10 minutes before 4 o'clock to bring you this traffic bulletin. Let's go live to Barb. Take it away, Barb.
Yes, I'm going down 55 south toward Estes. I just love living down there, especially on days like this.
Mm-hmm.
And the highway is not very good shape. But going north on 55 by Richardson Road, there's at least 2, possibly 3, tractor-trailer trucks that are either jackknifed or off the road.
Oh, and that doesn't make sense, because there were like 2 trucks that went by me doing at least 60 miles per hour on 270.
Well, how do you know down the road they didn't jackknife?
How fast they're going.
These guys, and they're the over-the-road guys, too. You can,
right.
They should know better.
Yeah.
And 270 going from 44 up to 55 was not in good shape either. So it's not, the roads are bad here. Looks like there's no salt or anything on them. But anyway, fine.
Yeah, you caught yourself too late.
Okay. The other thing that I wanted to ask, and maybe a listener can answer this question for me, it was my understanding that Kwanzaa is not a religious holiday. It is more of a family type of activity for the black community, and it has nothing to do with Christmas, and people who celebrate Kwanzaa are also Christians, so they celebrate Christmas.
I think you're absolutely right. It's a celebration of their ethnicity or their black heritage, and you're right, it's not religious, and they can do both at the same time. I'm trying to find a religion where I can throw in with Christmas, so I can have two holidays at the same time.
Well, I don't think they get presents or anything. I want another one where I can get presents.
Well, see, I don't know if you do Kwanzaa gifts or not.
I don't think so, but I'm not positive.
But you're right about it not being religious. Hey, you sound really cute. How old are you?
I'm 54.
Favorite age.
I have a question, if I can, quickly for Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Barb.
Okay. How many years have you been teaching?
Well, I've been a speech pathologist for 26 years.
Wow, that's impressive.
When did you get a doctorate?
But I've been back in the schools, Barb. This is my eighth year.
Okay, because I've been teaching for 32 years, and after a couple incidents from parents, I just had a question because I've taught for so long, that if you noticed what's changed, and people always say the children have changed, and I don't necessarily agree with that.
What's changed in her case is she's menopausal.
Yeah.
Well, no, this is menopausal. So does that count?
Yeah, the change.
Hey, waiting for that. No.
Yeah.
I think the parents have definitely changed.
Oh, I think that I'm in special ed, and I think, you know, no matter what you say to a child, even if you have a child that's sitting there doing no work, and you say, come on, let's get busy, oh, my God, you hurt his self-esteem.
Yeah, it's
you
a
know,
bunch of
it's
crap.
Just, well, this is my last year, and I really thought seriously about not retiring after this year, but,
I couldn't do it. They've taken all the power away. They've taken away the ability to actually discipline, which is part of teaching.
Well, in some cases. But I agree with you, Barb. I think the biggest problem is that you have just a significant number of parents that have not only limited expectations for their kids, they have no expectations.
Well,
they
I
don't
think that's
care.
True, too.
Yeah,
well, I got pretty upset today, and someone said to me, they said, hey, Barb, look at your kids. What are they doing? I said, well, they're in college, and they're graduating. And they said, and what is this kid doing? Well, he's not doing his work. Well, okay, so who's a better parent? I said, okay, hopefully I am. But
well,
anyway,
that's a good, cheery holiday topic, Barb.
I know.
I don't blame you, though. You get frustrated, don't you?
All right. Hey,
it's very frustrating.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you. And I'm having a great time. It'll take me 2 hours to get home to Festus, so I'm just having a great
time.
Well,
you know what? We'll be with you all the way.
Yes, I appreciate that. Thanks.
Thank you, Barb.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wow, she was happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She must have something in the car stuck in that traffic to smoke or something.
Oh.
Because it couldn't be this show doing that. T.R. Hughes. You know who they are? Yes, you do. They're builders. You know, you've seen the overpass, T.R. Hughes overpass. You've seen the ball field. But have you seen their homes? Have you seen their villas? If you haven't, you need to, because they build now. You know, there was a time when we said everything they did was from the mid-100s to the upper-200s, but they have entered all kinds of new territory. They're building over in Illinois. They have some homes going up at St. Andrews that are well in excess of $1 million, but it doesn't make any difference which one you have them build, because you're going to get more for that $200,000, I think, then you're going to get from most builders, and more from that million. You're going to get more out of a villa or a home than you will from most builders. They spend a lot of time and a lot of research making sure that when they put up a development or community, there's a reason they pick that spot, because they do surveys and they find out what it is people want. You know, how close do people want to be to certain things, and how far away do they want to be from other things? And then, of course, there's what do you get for your money? So you take a look, and you look at other builders, and you walk around and make notes, and you see what's optional for some builders and what's included with T.R. Hughes. T.R. Hughes on the web, trhughes.com.
Can Bob Schultz warm me up?
You bet he can. Bob Schultz has the area's largest showroom, and it's full of brand new Harleys. You know the name, Bob. Bob Schultz. New Harleys and sexy leather.
I'm feeling good about Bob Schultz.
Bob Schultz Harley Davidson, authorized dealer for Harley Davidson, Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and Sea-Doo. I-70 at Cave Springs exit in St. Charles. The Harley Experts. Visit the world's best motorcycle show held every day at Bob Schultz Motorcycle Supermarket. Bob Schultz, authorized dealer for Harley Davidson, Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and Sea-Doo. Right now, Bob Schultz has new, hard-to-find Harleys with easy financing. Bob Schultz will put you on a sexy new Harley-Davidson. Then you'll be...
Bob Schultz, you're a hottie.
You know the name, Bob. Bob Schultz, Motorcycle Supermarket, St. Charles, the Harley Experts.
Holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Illinois Lottery Holiday Instant Tickets. They're affordable, one size fits all, and sure to please everyone. 7 holiday tickets in all. $75 million in total available cash prizes. From the Illinois Lottery. Have fun. Play responsibly. See retailer for details.
Is that you, Santa Claus?
Hey, this is Celine Dion.
Yeah.
She's got a great voice.
Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I paused because...
You think, wouldn't it be funny if it would have been funny if Louis Armstrong had just stopped and gone...
<through the throat. laughs> and then he didn't have that in there anymore.
He would have like Pat Boone or something.
I'm not kidding. It sounds just like a guy needs to clear his throat. Let's check in with Mark. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm great, gang. How are you?
Mark, everybody.
Good, Mark.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
Hey, Frank, I just wanted to thank you for providing a public service in that I used to be the worst joke teller ever.
Mm-hmm.
But now every morning I call the FOP joke line, and I get the joke, and I call as many people as I can think of, and now I've become one of the best joke tellers in the area.
And you take credit for it?
Absolutely not. No, I couldn't do that. No, they know better.
I'll let you know what, character.
No, I'm giving you credit right now.
Character. I'm glad you mentioned that, because people who don't know, 24 hours a day, after the joke every day, you can call 314-FOP-LINE and get the joke. Compton Roofing is the sponsor. It's there every day. It's there right now. Yesterday's joke is there right now. So FOP-LINE. Well, thank you for that, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and I just wanted to say I put him over the edge with the Fred Dingling joke.
That's that a good one.
That's a good one.
And if you told that, you're good, because that's a tough one to tell.
Not too bad. And lastly, you take on George Costanza's holiday of Festivus.
Okay.
George Costanza from Seinfeld.
That was his dad. His dad that did that.
Okay.
Created Festivus for the rest of us.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do it. Thank you, Mark.
You bet. Merry Christmas. Bye.
You too. All right. Santa's Magical Kingdom. We'll be giving away tickets to Santa's Magical Kingdom. $16. We'll get a vehicle with as many people as you want to put in it. To drive through Santa's Magical Kingdom. A couple new things this year. Still over 2 million lights, as you would expect. 35 acres. There is, and I can say this and never be challenged on it, there is nothing like Santa's Magical Kingdom. It's in Eureka. I don't care if you're 95 years old or 5 years old or 5 months old. This is Christmas and the Christmas spirit. They've added a second tunnel of lights. But the second year now, they have the Santa Express train. You really should make reservations to ride that. That's $12 per person. And when you get in there, unless it's raining, roll those windows down, open that sunroof, and just soak it in. 5:30 to 10:30 every night till January 2nd. Santa's Magical Kingdom. In Eureka.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Some have been there all day, others just showing up now as the sun sets on New York Central Park. John Lennon fans commemorating the day he was shot and killed. Go. ABC's Dave Alpert is in Strawberry Field, Central Park. He joins us live.
Sherry, they're remembering the music, the words, and the deeds of John Lennon. The crowd has been growing all day. The line is long now, and police are shutting off the entrance to Strawberry Field periodically That area, named after the famous Beatles song, holds only about 500 people at a time. People are walking by, dropping off flowers, photos, notes, and taking pictures. Tonight, there'll be a candlelight vigil and a moment of silence to mark the moment when John Lennon was assassinated. Sherry?
ABC's Dave Alpert live. Yoko Ono walked through not long ago. Lawyers for Stanley Tookie Williams aren't giving any details on their meeting today with California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. They're trying to convince him that Williams should not be executed next week as scheduled. State prosecutors say he should be.
Mr. Williams is the admitted co-founder of the Crips gang, one of the most brutal gangs that has ever been assembled in this country. When you look at the literally tens of thousands of murders that have involved Crip gang members over the last quarter century.
Williams supporters say he's dedicated his life to peace since he's been locked up. Civil rights activists have lobbied against it, and House and Senate negotiators say they've reached a deal on extending the Patriot Act. ABC's Ann Compton.
The Patriot Act, passed in the weeks after September 11th, allows the government to pursue suspected terrorists through library records, roving wiretaps on cell phones, raising complaints that civil liberties are ignored. The president is urging Congress to vote quickly to renew the expiring provisions, arguing that the terrorist threat does not expire at the end of the year.
Insurgents in Iraq claim to have killed an American hostage. You're listening to ABC News.
Musicians and anyone with a musician on your gift list. The holidays are here, and Guitar Center is your one-stop destination for new gear, exclusive deals, and massive holiday savings of 67, up to 80% off, and more. It's Guitar Center's Holiday Gear Run Savings Event. Save on guitar packs to keyboards, mics to mixers, drum kits to recording software, all at the guaranteed lowest price in the nation. Plus, Guitar Center's gift cards make it easy. Guitar Center's Holiday Gear Run. Shop early, save more. Don't miss it.
Ready, everybody? Sammy, put down the rich chocolate Ovaltine hot. Okay, here comes the beep. Hi, you've reached the Connors. Beth?
Jerry?
And Samantha?
We can't get to the phone right now because
I want to finish my Ovaltine hot. It's the best hot chocolate in the whole wide world.
Sammy?
It has vitamins and stuff, but I just like the taste. Yummy, creamy, chocolatey, and
Sammy?
Ovaltine hot makes my belly feel all warm inside, and
Sammy?
Oh, leave a message.
That went well.
More Ovaltine, please.
At 4:03, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. Well, a strong upper-level system produced the first significant snow accumulation of the season today. That snow causing major traffic problems, including a multi-vehicle pileup at I-44 and Antire. That highway was closed for several hours, 2 to 4 inches in the region. Also, 270 in North St. Louis County was closed for well over an hour. A tow truck driver was hit while working an accident this morning at I-44 and 109. He's being treated at this hour for hip and leg injuries. Police telling us that an eastbound car swerved to avoid another vehicle and hit the 26-year-old Union man that pushed him into his tow truck. His injuries not believed to be life-threatening. Police are not commenting yet on if the car's driver may be charged. It was one of four accidents at that location at the time. A firefighter from West St. Louis County will serve at least 5 years in prison after admitting today that he sent and received child pornography over the internet. 52-year-old Robert Trogg of Wildwood pleaded guilty to one count of transportation of child porn and one count of receipt of child pornography. Trogg could face up to 20 years in prison, sentencing February. A North St. Louis County man already sentenced to serve 3 consecutive life prison terms for sex crimes convictions has been sentenced to another life prison term plus 14 years. The St. Louis case involving 2 children who prosecutors say were sexually assaulted over a number of years. A Robertsville, Missouri priest who pleaded guilty in February to child pornography charges is scheduled to be sentenced tomorrow morning. Federal prosecutors say police found 28 pictures of child porn or erotica in Father David Mulch's room at the Wounded Brothers Center in Franklin County. 10 of the pictures depicting children engaged in sexually explicit conduct. Mulch faces up to 20 years in prison, sentencing scheduled for 10:30 in the morning. A prominent Missouri Democrat trying to distance herself this afternoon from some of her party's national leadership, including Howard Dean.
Democrat State Auditor Claire McCaskill is trying to unseat Republican Senator Talent in next November's election, and she says she doesn't want help from some of the bigwigs in her party.
Well, honestly, I'm not sure I want them behind me.
to help me unseat Jim Talent. Frankly, there's a lot of Democrats in Washington that I don't agree with on much.
She even refers to Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean's remarks this week that the war in Iraq cannot be won.
For him to have said that we can never win a war is it's offensive to me.
She says too many Democrats in Washington are out of touch with what Missourians think is important. John Davis, Missouri now, Jefferson City.
Simmons Cooper Market report: the Dow ends the day down 56. The NASDAQ Composite Index was down 5, and the S&P down 2 for the day. The stock report is brought to you by John Simmons and Jeff Cooper of the law firm Simmons Cooper LLC. Go to SimmonsCooper.com. 22 degrees at 4:06. I'm Brian Hellsworth, KGRS News.
Here's a check on traffic for you, sponsored by Ashley Furniture Home Stores. They're the place to go for unique and stylish accessories and no interest, plus no payments till 2007. Ashley Furniture Home Store in Kirkwood, South County in O'Fallon, Missouri. It's pretty much pick a road, and any road has problems, and it's a long list. Westbound 40 at Woods Mill, an accident's been cleared, but traffic is slow most of the way from 270. Eastbound 40, Clarkson and Olive, an accident reported with rescue. Westbound 5570 between Illinois Route 203 and Exchange, a stalled vehicle, the left lane's blocked. Northbound 55 at Richardson, that's closed because of an accident involving a jackknife tractor trailer. Eastbound 44 between Big Bend and Elm, a stalled bus, that one's in the right lane. Southbound 270 at 55, an accident, the left lane down. Northbound 270 at Missouri Bottom Road, an incident's been cleared, heavy traffic yet. Westbound 40 between Kings Highway and Hanley, heavy traffic. Then eastbound 44, just an advisement, from Gray Summit all the way up to 109, delays up to an hour because of the weather conditions. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550, KTRS.
It's the best of Joseph A. Bank. The entire stock of micro suede blazers, an incredible $129. Plus, all $450 traveler blazers, only $159. And every executive suit, just $199. How about wool cashmere topcoats, $149. Select leather jackets, $149. Even every goat suede jacket, regularly $500, now $149. Consider $125 off all cashmere sweaters and an incredible selection of dress shirts and cotton sport shirts, only $25. Plus, every micro suede bomber jacket, just $99. It's great prices on everything for men at Joseph A. Bank, now through Saturday.
Two area locations in St. Louis, North Lindbergh, just north of Ledoux Road and Creve Coeur, and Chesterfield Mall on the lower level.
Beginning January 1st, Medicare will offer prescription drug coverage for the first time in history. With new opportunities, people have questions.
Should I get it?
If I don't get it now, can I get it later?
What about the plan I've got?
Now, there's a place to go for answers. My Medicare Matters, a free community-based education program. We'll be holding events in your area with trained educators who can help you find answers to your Medicare drug coverage questions. They'll explain the choices you have. And if you're ready, they'll even help you sign up for a plan. Look in the Friday editions of your local papers or visit MyMedicareMatters.org to see when we'll be holding events in your area. Stop by with your questions. We'll be happy to help. If you can't come in person, go to MyMedicareMatters.org for the facts you need to help you choose. Got it?
I got it.
Sponsored by the National Council on the Aging and the Access to Benefits Coalition. Supported by AstraZeneca.
Introducing the new DirecTV Plus DVR. Finally, an easy-to-use DVR so you'll never miss a minute of your favorite TV shows. It's so easy, 5-year-old Megan McDonald will explain how it works.
Well, if you want to record a show, all you have to do is press one button. If you want to pause the show, just press one button. If you want a show, just press one button. And that's it. That's how it works.
Is that all?
Yeah. Just press one button. It's so easy, even you can do it.
And the best part is you can get the new DirecTV Plus DVR for free after a $100 mail-in rebate. The new DirecTV Plus DVR is only available from DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV and ask how to get a free DirecTV Plus DVR after a $100 mail-in rebate. Offer ends 2-28-06 and is subject to credit approval. New customers only. Programming commitment required. Hardware programming and DVR service sold separately. Add $4.99 a month for separate programming on second and each additional TV. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Somebody up there. DirecTV.
Here to help you however we can.
Premier service.
Meet your goals, whatever you plan.
Premier people.
Hi, I'm Pam Harrell, commercial lender at Premier Bank. We lend strength to our community by helping businesses grow and prosper. We're locally owned and we're expanding to serve you better. Lending decisions are made locally, so you'll enjoy quick turnaround time and lenders who understand the local market. I'm ready to put my 15 years of financial service experience to work for you. Call or come by to see me, Pam Harrell, at the St. Peter's Banking Center at 70 and Highway 79. I guarantee competitive rates, solid guidance, and premier service. You've got my word on it. Premier Bank in St. Charles and St. Peter, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Premier people, premier service, Premier Bank.
For that perfect gift for that perfect lady in your life, get her a Season Spa and Salon gift certificate, 842-6500, or online at seasonspa.com. Season Spa and Salon, the perfect gift.
Bomarito Cadillac is offering the all-new 2006 CTS for just $288 per month. Bomarito Cadillac at Cave Springs and Highway 70 in St. Peter's, where Price sells Cadillacs.
Coming in the spring of 2006,
let's go.
La Russa's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
Bung, bung, bung. Bung, 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 bung.
Oh, I just got a letter from old St. Nick way up in Christmas land. And he says that the toys for good girls and boys are being made as planned. There's a truck for little Billy and a dolly for Molly dear.
But you ain't getting diddly squat because you really screwed up this year. Oh, the winter fields are white with snow and the lights are shining bright. And the wee little head stuffed up in bed dream of sugar plums this night. You may dream of big red apples and candy cane so near. But you ain't getting diddly squat because you really screwed up this year.
When your mother asked you to wash the dishes, why
you said no, no, no. And you would not pick up your socks. So it's quesera.
Dog face.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, you know that Santa's watching you, and he keeps a great big list,
big list.
But when I tell him the things you do, he really will be angry. When you try to sit upon his knee, he'll knock you on your ear.
Cause you ain't getting diddly squat, cause you really screwed up this year. No, you ain't getting diddly. Go on.
Go on.
Go on.
Cause you really screwed up this year.
You really screwed up this year.
St. Louis' own expanded sound.
Oh.
We will go back to the phone. Joe Hipperson will join us today in just a little bit to tell you what's going on this weekend. The only reason that I'm going to read you this story, because this is going to bring down everybody, and the only reason I'm going to do it is because if you think you have a bad life or bad luck or, wow, this holiday season is a bummer and my parents aren't speaking to me or my kid's a problem, wait till you hear this. This may be the worst story I think that I've ever heard.
I think I agree with you.
In Louisville, Kentucky, and this was just released, this story released today, a sheriff's deputy lost both of his sons, 23 and 21, in two completely separate car accidents, 15 minutes apart. Both within 2 miles of the home they shared with their dad. And I get the impression they lived with their dad, that mom wasn't around. I don't know if he was a widower or divorced, but he had the boys, and they said all he talked about was his boys, that he doted on his boys. This took place about 110 miles southwest of Louisville. 15 minutes apart, unrelated accidents, this guy loses two sons. Top that in the department of, I don't know why I want to continue to live department. Yeah. Boy, you really have to, if that something like that happens to you, if you're Andy McDowell, who is the sheriff deputy's name, he's got to be sitting right now just going, what did I do? What did I do?
And I thought I heard, if I heard correctly on the network news, that he was responding to one of the accidents. And as he came up on it, that's when he realized one of the victims was one of his sons, to then later find out he'd lost his other son in a separate accident.
Well,
that's just...
he drove past one son. Yeah, he was taken to the crash site where his son was killed. And on the way from it or to it,
can't even imagine,
he passes another crash wreck scene, but he has no idea. That's his other son. Mm-hmm. They're that close together. I don't need to say anything else. I mean, this news release says it all. It says this is a parent's worst nightmare doubled within 15 minutes. Take the most unimaginable hell that a parent could be told and double it. That was a quote from the Warren County Deputy Coroner. Wow, this guy is going to need a lot of people to help him.
I know.
He is going to need...
for a long time.
Holy mackerel. How do you ever get over that? Sorry, but now how do you feel about whatever your problem is? A little bit better? I hope so. All right, let's go back to the phones. 314-969-KTRS, toll free. 888-550-KTRS. Before we go to the phones and continue to prove that we don't know our Christmas songs, sign of the times real quickly, Oklahoma City. There was a Christmas tree decorated by some elementary school kids at the Capitol in Oklahoma City. They have removed the tree that the kids decorated because of complaints by one single lawmaker. Representative Randy Terrell went to the governor and complained because he says the tree was decorated. Wait till you hear the reason. It has nothing to do with what you think it has to do with Christmas. He says he objected to it because the tree was decorated with discarded lottery tickets. And this particular representative is an opponent of the lottery, and he called the tree inappropriate. And what happened was teachers went to various convenience stores and got used lottery tickets, and they cut them into shapes of, you know, trees and Santa, little Christmas things to make them into ornaments. And one guy doesn't like it, and it has nothing to do with, well, it's because it's Christ and Christmas, because of, it's a lottery ticket. Right. I mean, good night. So they took it down.
But
wimps. You know what? Complete wimps and wusses. Who is the governor of Oklahoma? We need to find out who that guy is.
I don't
is.
Know, but I bet those same schools benefit from gambling revenue.
Well,
isn't
I, hope
that interesting?
I hope they do, but I don't know who their governor is. Don't reelect this
hypocrite.
Guy. Caves into one, and they say, one complaint. Complaints by one lawmaker. The tree got taken down. What else do you say? We're going to the phones. Here's Ron, everybody. Hello, Ron, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
We're doing great. Ron, everybody.
Hey, Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, everybody. AM in the PM.
Thank you very much.
And Merry Christmas to everyone.
You too.
You too, Ron.
I called because last hour you mentioned something that surprised me. Amazing to me that Karen was menopausal.
What?
No, I'm not yet. I wish I was.
Well, let me tell you
get
Ron,
it over with.
If she's not, when she is, we're going to have to kill ourselves.
No, I'll be the first to say I'm waiting.
Well, I called because I wanted you to load up the shotgun because I have a joke about that.
Oh, wow, I'd like to hear it. I'd like to shoot you down before we get to the punchline. Go right ahead.
Okay. You know why it's called menopause?
Is this the joke?
Yes.
See, I probably won't know it because I don't consider this a joke. I consider these kind of like the limerick things. Why it's called menopause.
Yeah. I've heard this before.
I have too.
Can't remember.
Yeah, I have too. Go ahead.
It's because mad cow disease was already taken.
Yeah. Good one.
Thank you, Ron.
You know Ron?
Yeah.
You know the difference between a menopausal woman and a pit bull?
No.
Lipstick. we're going to get that calls from women and men. They'll probably agree with us, though. Women will probably agree. It's a tough thing to go through, I hear. I'll never have to know. Ron, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for the call. Here comes Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
Dan in the beer. Hallelujah. Hey, Terry. Hey, Dan. Hey, Karen.
Hey,
well,
Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Cool. Wow. Yeah, you know, I'm thinking about Festivus, man. You know what I'm doing this year? Instead of celebrating Christmas, I am just going to celebrate Festivus. I have no idea what it is, but hey, why not?
You're going to celebrate what?
Festivus.
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 Festivus. Yeah. You put the Festivus pole up, and then you sit down and you air your grievances.
Are you serious?
It's from Seinfeld.
It was on a Seinfeld episode, and all of a sudden, I'm driving through town about 2 days ago, and in St. Louis, there's like a whole community of people celebrating Festivus.
That's possible.
Good for them.
But anyways,
thanks for saying shoot.
Yeah.
Cussing never gets you anywhere, darn it. I was going to say that, okay, now real quick, I need Terry right now. Terry was always giving me good dating advice. Is he there?
No, he's gone.
Okay, never mind. Frank, are you married?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I sort of remember that. Now, when you go to buy a gift for a woman that's not necessarily someone you're married to, quote unquote, how much should you spend at Christmas? Is getting cash okay, or is that like a no-no?
No, when I get gifts for girlfriends that aren't my wife, jewelry. Just jewelry. Even the simplest of earrings.
Genovese.
Genovese.
Oh, Genovese?
Yeah, they love earrings. Yeah.
Excellent. Hey, well, listen, I'm going to head over there, guys. Thanks a lot.
Right. Thank you, Jeff. Bye-bye. All right. There he goes. Hipperson's coming up here. Now, Reggie's early.
Reggie's going to be early.
Right
after Mike Evans. Joe Hipperson called. He's going to go right after 4:30.
Okay, so that gives us time to chat with people like Dan.
Or do Christmas songs.
Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hey, happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas and
all that. Congratulations on being the new sports voice of St. Louis.
And you know what, Dan? I'm glad you said that. Did you get to listen to John Rooney last night?
No, I did not, but I'm kind of curious to see how the St. Louis fans are going to take him. But I did spend time down here watching that last piece come down last night, and it was a class act. Whoever was in charge of fireworks last night, that was fantastic.
Yeah, but I have to tell you, every time something like this happens, Dan, you get people that are essentially nuts. I saw a lady on TV last night in the interview. You know what she said about the stadium coming down? She equated it to losing a loved one who's terminally ill. She didn't do it as a joke. She says it's like watching a terminally ill person on life that you care about on life support.
I saw that.
Being pulled off life support. I just thought, oh, good night.
Yeah, that was crazy. But I tell you what, there was probably a couple thousand people down there, and a lot of them was crying.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Yeah, and also I wanted to say I am AM and the PM.
That's a good thing to say.
Hey, hi, gorgeous Karen.
Oh, man.
Handsome Dan. Yeah.
Hey, Dan, you want to take a run at our Christmas song?
Yes, that's the reason I was calling. I like to play your game.
Well, we'd love to have you play. And your song is, I think you've got them there, Pian. I told you the next one up. We'll play you the very first. Now, again, folks, these are songs. How old are you?
How old am I? I'm 42.
All right, so I figure you really start learning songs and hearing them, paying attention to them when you're 5 or 6. So for 36 years or so, you've heard these songs over and over and over, and I'll bet you don't know most of them. And here's your song, the beginning, and then we'll have you sing at least a verse or two. Here it is.
Silver bells.
All right, that's enough. You know the song. Sing it for us, would you?
Silver bells. Silver bells, ding-a-ling,
no.
Ling-a-ling.
you're not even close.
Am I wrong? I know the song, but I don't know the words like you were saying.
No, it actually, you're so far off.
It's
Christmas
time
in the city, and then ding-a-ling.
Doesn't it start, though, with city sidewalks?
It actually does.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, city sidewalk, busy sidewalk. So you are a huge loser,
wow.
But you're a winner. Have you ever been to Santa's Magical Kingdom?
No, sir, I haven't, and I'm looking forward to going there with my new wife from November 5th when I got married.
Oh, congratulations.
And she's your favorite age.
Yeah, you bet she is.
42.
You bet. We're apparently introducing a lot of people to something that's been around for years and years and years, and I don't know why you haven't discovered it, but we're going to see to it that you discover it this year. Real quickly, I forgot earlier to tell people the website for Santa's Magical Kingdom is santasmagicalkingdom.com, and what we're going to do, Dan, is hold a vehicle pass for you, and you can take as many people as you can cram into your vehicle and go through, and I'm telling you, you will absolutely love it. It doesn't take very long, but when you come out of there, it's Christmas. Okay.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right. It's in Eureka. I think instructions are probably on the pass. Yeah. If they're not, go to the website. You can get it. Dan, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right. There he is.
And they are open tonight, too, and that'll be cool with the snow.
They were waiting to tell us whether or not to let people know if they were open, but it kind of they can handle it, and they cleared it all off. So, yes, go through the and with a little snow, man, it's
fabulous.
Even better. All right. Here comes Rick. Hello, Rick.
Hi, Frank.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Now, I may have trouble with this song because it's global warming on my mind pretty heavy right now.
Well,
but,
it's heavy on my mind, too. I know exactly what you mean. A lot of times I can't sleep because of global warming. Your song is one you'll recognize. Here's the first part of it. Any day, though. You hear a little more. Okay, let's go.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling, too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
I need one more little verse.
Because,
see, that's so easy.
Your cheeks are, wait a minute. Your cheeks and something nice and rosy.
No, that's not right. See, the ones that are so easy, we need just at least a second line. And you got through the easy part. Come on, so I'm going to say right together with you. But after that, you fell apart. And by the way, there are one, two, three. That song, let's see what you did was one verse. There are one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 19, 11, 13, like 16 verses to that thing. And you actually didn't even finish the first full verse. It's there's one more line to it. But, hey, you know what?
Well, like I said, I just can't keep my mind concentrating on the song.
Yeah, you're just like everybody else and no different, and there's nothing wrong with that. And have you been to Santa's Magical Kingdom?
Once a long time ago, but I got 8 grandkids I'd love to take this time.
Oh, man, it's time to go back. They will love this, and you're going to save the $16 because we're going to send you a pass or hold one here for you if you can pick it up. Can you hang on?
I can do that.
All right, Rick, Merry Christmas.
You too, Merry.
Yeah, very good. Oh, I didn't mean to cut it off like that. Okay. Little business after it keeps us on the air. What did I do? Here we go. Here's what I want you to know about. We bought two of these DVDs from McDonald's, the tribute to Busch Stadium, Millions of Cardinal Memories, Busch Stadium, 1966 to 2005. Bought two because there are two people that I know, one in my family, one out of the family, that will think this is the greatest gift they could ever have gotten. And you get it only at participating McDonald's from the Red Box kiosk. It is $17.99. And it's just what you would hope it would be. All of the great memories from Busch Stadium. And it's so current that it includes Pujols MVP awards. So it's produced by Major League Baseball. You need to know that because they don't do anything shabby. Neither does the NFL. In fact, the NFL produced the big anniversary of Harley Davidson. And Jay Leno rode one into Milwaukee. And I remember I watched it and I thought, what a fantastic production. Beautiful photography and music. And at the end, it was produced by NFL. The production. So this is Major League Baseball, and they're equally good when it comes to putting together great videos. So if you want one, you know where to go get it. And while we're at it, let's just remind you that the Red Box at McDonald's has the latest releases that you can rent for $1. $1 a night. And you can return them at any other participating McDonald's. So you got a Cardinal fan on the list, get in there and get the Millions of Cardinal Memories, Busch Stadium, 66-05 at McDonald's.
Smoke or know someone who wants to quit smoking? Mark Moser here, and for the past 3 years, I've been telling you about how easy it was for me once I made the trip to Leslie Camp Stop Smoking Center. It changed my life and has been amazingly easy. The Leslie Camp Stop Smoking Center is the only stop smoking center in St. Louis with a proven track record of over 13 years. They're located in Chesterfield and has successfully treated thousands. Make no mistake, there is only one auricular therapy in the St. Louis area. Call Leslie Camp today at 314-878-STOP to see for yourself. The Leslie Camp Stop Smoking Center technique is safe, painless, and quick. Let St. Louis's only stop smoking center with a proven track record of over 13 years change your life. Give Leslie Camp a call today at 314-878-STOP. That's 878-7867. Or see them online at lc-stopsmoking.com. Give the gift that shows you really care this holiday season. Leslie Camp Stop Smoking gift certificates. Call today and get yours. That's 878-STOP.
431 at the Big 550. It's a rugged way to go. Let's see if we can connect with Mike Waynes in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. Up and flying, huh?
Yes, we are, absolutely.
It might be the better way to get home.
A lot less traffic up here. The main problems we've got right now, Karen, on northbound 55, just south of Richardson Road, we had a tractor-trailer jackknife down there, completely blocking all of the lanes. They are letting the right lane through now. This is northbound 55 at Richardson Road in Arnold. Eastbound 40, just got reports of an accident with injuries at Timberlake Manor. It's also pretty slow out through that area. Eastbound 270, just west of Lindbergh, we've got a stall blocking the left lane right now. Westbound 70 is pretty slow out of the city, and as you would imagine, and from the airport through Cypress, again from 370 to Mid-River. Southbound 55 at Lindbergh, there was an accident. That should be just about cleared right now. Southbound 270 at Missouri Bottom, we had an earlier accident. That's been cleared. Southbound 270 is at a pretty good crawl right now. Westbound 40 is slow. It looks like from Hampton to the Interbelt and around the bend of Clayton Morrison off through Ballast to Mason, out around the Boone Bridge and stuff like that. Downtown bridges is going to be very slow on your approaches and your departures from them. Just drive safe. Be careful. It's good. Traffic's a little off the pace, obviously, today. So just, as we said, keep your eyes on the road, keep your headlights on, and drive safe. This traffic report is being brought to you by Pier 1 Holiday Sale. At the Pier 1 Holiday Sale, you can save up to 50% on a great selection of unique gifts. Something for everyone at Pier 1. Life. More interesting. I'm Mike Waynes in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper on the Big 550 KTRS.
Did you know that a standard open-burning fireplace doesn't save you money on home heating? That's because it's a decorative unit that takes air you've paid to heat and sends it right up the chimney. Hi, this is Norman Moss from Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center. If you want to save money and supplement your home heating, consider installing a wood or gas insert into your existing fireplace. You could also consider adding a freestanding wood or gas stove to your home. With Quantifier and Yodel, we can provide you with increased fireplace efficiency, soothing radiant heat, and energy independence. Home heating costs are expected to be on the rise. Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center would like to offer you EPA-certified wood-burning products that burn less wood, produce more heat, and put less emissions into the air. Heating with wood is an American tradition. Le Quadrifier and Yodel demonstrate to you new technologies available today. Oh, by the way, tell them Norm sent you.
Save money and stay warm this winter with Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center, located in Arnold just west of I-55 on 141 and Big Bill Road, or visit their website at arnoldstove.com.
At Sims, we're serious about having the largest selection of men's suits, sport coats, and tuxedos in your size than any off-price store in America. For example, our selection of regulars and longs goes to size 54, as well as extra longs, portly, and athletic to size 54. They're all designer and national brand names, names you must know. Seriously, at Sims, we feel consumers should not be charged more because of size requirements. Regardless of your size, there is no premium price. A nationally advertised $250 suit, Sims $139. A very well-known national brand $350 suit, Sims $199. A $175 designer sport coat, Sims $99. Seriously, at Sims, an educated consumer is our best customer.
Sims is located on Manchester Road, east of Brentwood Boulevard.
Holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Illinois Lottery Holiday Instant Tickets. They're affordable, one size fits all, and sure to please everyone. 7 holiday tickets in all. $75 million in total available cash prizes. from the Illinois Lottery. Have fun. Play responsibly. See retailer for details.
Explore the magnificence of ancient Sumer, the world's first civilization, through one of the most spectacular archaeological discoveries of all time, treasures from the royal tombs of Ur. Now open at the St. Louis Art Museum. Exquisite and extravagant jewelry of gold, lapis lazuli, and carnelian, cups of gold and silver, and bowls of alabaster are among the pieces from one of the most spectacular archaeological discoveries of all time. Treasures from the Royal Tombs of Ur contains a rich collection of objects made from the Royal Court of Sumer, the traditional site of the Garden of Eden. Don't miss this limited engagement to see these rare works of art at the St. Louis Art Museum. Treasures from the Royal Tombs of Ur. It's open now at the St. Louis Art Museum.
After the baby, I started working out and got a pain reliever for my knees. Went back to work, got something else for tension headache. Baby got big, oh, I got one more for my back. Every new pain, a different pain reliever. But not anymore. Today, I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, so I'm ready for anything. I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed.
Visit Seasonal Concepts today for store-wide savings, including pre-lit trees, wreaths, garland, hanging ornaments, and lights. For locations, visit seasonalconcepts.com.
All right, tomorrow night, the official start of the weekend, this slush, this crap will be out of here. We only got, an inch and a half. Dan, show them an inch and a half.